The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
We're joined by Ivana Breen, who is skincare expert, to answer any of the questions that may get you into the position where you have glowing summer skin. Is this like a beach body? If you want to look good for the summer, do you have to start prepping your skin now?
Absolutely. It's absolutely crucial, yeah.
How?
So you just need to change up your skincare routine. The way your skin behaves in the winter months is very different to how it changes in the summer months. And obviously, we tend to be outdoors a lot more during the summer. So we have to protect against UV rays.
I never thought of my skin as behaving. I mean, in my world, its job is keep its organs in. Other than that, it's fine. How does it behave different in winter than summer?
Your skin has so many different functions. It's one of the largest organs in your body. And it's really responsible for so many different things. It feeds back information from your environment to your brain. So it has more than just the function of holding in your internal organs. It regulates your body temperature, all these kind of things. So it will change and adapt to its external environment. So in the winter months where the air tends to be less humid, and you're in environments where there's central heating and that kind of thing, your skin tends to be drier, so it's not producing as much oil. Coming into the summer months then, you're going to be producing more oil, it's more humid, so your skin has to adapt to that.
It's oilier in the summer.
You can do, yeah. Mm.
So absolutely. What do you do in preparation for all of this? How do you handle that shift?
So it's just about changing up your routine and making sure that you're using the right skincare to support those changes, so that you're not stripping your skin of the moisture that it needs, and that you're cleaning it properly then in the summer months and getting rid of that excess oil, if there is excess oil there. Because not everybody gets oily skin during the summer months, but you do get a little bit oilier.
Interesting texts coming in, some of them from interesting theories as to what impacts on your skin. One saying, is fizzy water bad for my skin? My kids tell me it is. I drink a lot of it.
No.
Would carbonated water make a difference to your skin?
I mean, anything that you put into your body is going to affect your skin. But is carbonated water bad? No, not necessarily.
Oh,
no.
Good. It's always good for somebody to be able to win one over their kids. There's the expert advice on that. Should I be putting sunscreen on the kids all through the year?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. The UV rays are doing damage all year round.
We don't have a whole lot of UV rays in winter, do we?
We don't, but you're in the lunch break throughout the day, if the kids are out for 45 minutes on a beautiful day like it is today, there is UV damage there. So yeah, definitely. On a very grey, overcast, deep depths of winter, January day, maybe it's not so important, the UV index isn't so high. But once the UV index goes over 3, you need to have sunscreen on your children, yeah.
What is the, I'm, this is a revelation to me. What does the UV index go up to? Is it 10?
Like, it goes up to, does it go up to 10 actually? Yes, I think it does. Yes, yeah.
So 3 is relatively low.
Three is relatively low, yeah. So anything over 3 is, you need sunscreen.
What SPF do you recommend? Is this go get an 80 and slather them so it's like putting eyes upon on them?
You want at least 30. You want a broad spectrum UVA, UVB, SPF 30, yeah.
My God, it's a fair investment if you're going to be coating your kids in that every day, because that stuff's not cheap.
It's not cheap. But you can get cheaper brands, and you can get good brands that are cheap, that are relatively cheap. You know, the likes of the La Roche-Posay, you know, you get big containers of that and you put it on. But it is important. And it's important about the future of their skin. Your skin health is as much a part of your body health as any other organ in your body.
A text saying, my son gets a lot of cold sores. Any thoughts?
Cold sores, I mean, that's down to your immune system. So he can take lysine and that can help boost his immunity against the cold sore virus.
But cold sore is, it's a herpes virus, isn't it?
Yeah,
so you're kind of bunched, you have it in you.
Exactly. Once it's there, it's there. So it's about trying to eat a good diet and get him his immune system boosted so that he'll be less likely to get them.
Because it's the outbreaks that you cure rather than the virus itself, isn't
that it? Exactly, yeah.
Does your guest have any thoughts on teenage acne? Is there anything that can be done?
Teenage acne is definitely, there's lots you can do about it, and it really depends on what age the child is. But simple things like using a gentle cleanser with a little bit of salicylic acid in it will help minimize blackheads and breakouts. And then just watching what they're eating, be careful that they're not eating too much dairy products, because that can aggravate it for some people. And just trying to get as much fruit and vegetables into them as possible and limit the sugar. The sugar can exacerbate acne, definitely. So,
and presumably it is also a hormonal function of just that period of life.
That's it, exactly. There's hormones are going to put the breakouts there anyway. So it's about trying to get the right skincare so that they're not going to end up with scarring on their skin, because that's where it can lead into difficulties then.
A text asking, should we moisturise every day?
Yes, absolutely.
And so what's the ideal routine? Is it? I always think it's going to be like the, what was the film with Christian Bale in it where he was the American Psycho? You know, the opening of American Psycho, there's a good 20-minute montage of him doing his skincare routine.
I haven't seen that movie, so I don't know. But definitely, you don't need a 20-step routine. A simple routine would be cleansing, wearing some moisturiser and wearing some sunscreen.
Now, when we say cleansing, does that just mean washing your face with a bit of soap and your grand, or is it more complicated than that?
It is a little bit more complicated than that. I would stay away from the soap. In the morning time, splashing your face with water can be sufficient for a lot of people unless you have very oily skin. But at night time, you need to be using a product to get the grime and the dirt and the sunscreen that you're going to be using on a daily basis off your skin. And then moisturise to keep your skin hydrated. When your skin is hydrated, it functions more efficiently. So,
Moisturise with what? Just an over-the-counter moisturiser?
You can get any over-the-counter moisturiser. You can come into me and get your personalised moisturiser made that's bespoke to your lipids. Yes, yeah, lipids and hydration. And we will give you one that's the data will give you the exact right concentration of what you need for your skin.
Text saying, I have what I believe are 3 dermoids on my face. They arrived in recent years. Can they be removed? What is a dermoid?
A dermoid is something that you would need to go and see your dermatologist about. So that's something that is medical. And I'm not a medic, so you would need to go to a dermatologist for that.
Any thoughts on the Korean 10-step skincare regime?
You don't need it. You really don't. Keep it simple is my ethos. And you don't really. I mean, if you have the time, if you have the money, if you enjoy doing it, if it gives you pleasure, then
who
go for it.
Who has the time to do a 10-step?
That's a very good question.
Another one asking this, I'm assuming this is from a guy, but you know, I would withdraw that, you know, fill your boots. Deep cracks that some, no, sorry. When I let my stubble grow, my skin gets all flaky, especially if I touch or rub it. I use Sensibio and Kiehl's moisturiser. It doesn't really work.
Okay, so again, going and having a skin consultation to have somebody look at your skin and see individually what is going to be good for you is the best solution there. But moisturising is going to help, and it's about getting the right moisturiser and the right. There's some very good serums that you can use to help calm that inflammation that's happening there. And even your shampoo, actually using something like a Nioxin shampoo can help get rid of that buildup of dead skin on that kind of beard area, because it could be something like seborrheic dermatitis.
The one then that was beside it, deep cracks that sometimes bleed on my fingertips, especially thumbs. What causes this and what's the best treatment?
So that's like a form of dermatitis or eczema, and it can be, again, at this time of the year where it's a little bit cooler is when that type of thing will happen. So it's used. You can get an over-the-counter steroid, or if it gets very bad, again, see your GP and they can prescribe something for you.
Do you find with skincare that there is an online faddishness in the area that there is with everything else? Do you get people doing homemade remedies a lot?
Yeah, I won't say a lot, but yes, there are definitely trends and TikTok trends that I would encourage people to avoid. But it is a fad. Skincare is something that's very popular on social media. So you have to be careful about what you watch and who you follow and the advice that you take from social media.
Where do you stand on makeup?
I love makeup. It hides all the blemishes.
Does putting it on your head all day not impact the quality of your skin?
No, in fact, it can be the opposite. As long as you're cleansing your makeup off at the end of the day, your makeup can be another layer of protection against UV damage. So it is actually quite good for you.
On the topic of UV, a lot of people asking, what about the trade-off with vitamin D? Because if you're covered in sunscreen, you're not getting the vitamin D, and we're told we need sun for vitamin D. So what do you do?
So that's a myth. You can still get vitamin D. Your skin can still process vitamin D through sunscreen. So it's more, yeah, absolutely. So it's more important to get your sunscreen on and negate the damage that UV rays can do. You can, and we should be supplementing in Ireland anyway, because we have such low levels of light. We should be supplementing from September to around about March with vitamin D anyway.
Quick one. Can you ask your guest about young girls and makeup? My 9-year-old loves putting on makeup at home. Is it any harm?
It's not. I mean, as long as you're making sure.
I thought you said we had to start investing in our skin very young and they keep it pure for as long as humanly possible.
It's no harm. I mean, part of growing up and experimenting with makeup, it's part of childhood, and it's important to allow them to do these things. The key is to make sure you're cleansing it gently off properly once they're finished having their fun.
But it doesn't have, it doesn't clog a pore, it doesn't cause long-term damage putting products on when you're very young.
Look, if you're buying cheap, nasty makeup and they're leaving it on, heavy caked makeup for hours on end, then yes, it's going to have an impact. But hopefully a parent will be able to minimise that and just let them play with a bit of eyeshadow, a bit of lipstick.
One final one. Is salt water a problem? I started sea swimming and I go most days.
It's not a problem as long as you're hydrating your skin when you come back out and using a moisturiser on your skin, because it can be quite harsh. You know, it's important that you're just taking care of your skin once you come out.
Does it act like it does? Is it like a brine? Does it draw moisture out?
It can do.
So sunscreen. It's like the sunscreen song. If there's one rule in all this, wear the sunscreen.
Always.
Ivana, thank you very much. That is Ivana Breen, skincare expert. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 87 1400 106.